Hi, everyone. Michael Sparks here. It's the AMSOIL dealer training call, and it's Monday, August 24th, 2015. Thanks for calling in tonight. We're excited to have you on this call. It's going to be a really good call for anyone that's new in AMSOIL and wants to learn how to build their AMSOIL business. Tonight, I want to help a relatively new dealer get over the hump, per se. Jared submitted a question to the AMSOIL dealer training site, of which I answered him last week. And I posted this in our newsletter for some feedback or help and hadn't got many responses from our team. So tonight I thought I'd boost this up a level and a level of response and see if anybody on the call tonight has an opinion or has some feedback for Jared. But first up, I want to congratulate Chuck Gutlaber on achieving Premier Direct Jobber. Congratulations, Chuck. This is a just but a stepping stone to higher levels of compensation, leadership, and business. While many dealers in the AMSOIL business have achieved direct jobber, many don't keep that for more than just a year, and still even less move on to higher levels of success like premier, executive, master, regency, and beyond. So congratulations, Chuck. And I'm going to mute Chuck here real quick. I think he's on tonight. And I'm going to see how he thinks about being an AMSOIL Premier Direct Jobber. Chuck.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting you on the spot, buddy. What do you think about being a Premier?
It's quite good, I guess. It's a long way to go, but I made it there.
And you've been an AMSOIL dealer. You've been an AMSOIL dealer since when?
I guess 3.5 years.
3 years. 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you made direct jobber in just a little over a year, I suppose, and it took you another year and some change to make Premier, right?
Statistically, after each AMSOIL University, I just jumped up another level. It's pretty much happened again this year.
Excellent. And going from direct jobber to premier, how much do you say it's any more difficult, or you think it's just doing the same thing over and over and achieving more results?
In my business, I've tried to pretty much make direct jobber on my own each month, my own 3,000 group personal volume, which I've came pretty close to that for a long time. You know, every now and then I dropped, you know, maybe I was at 2,750, 2,800, but for the most part, I tried to make, you know, my personal volume 3,000 qualify every month, and then from there, you know, I screw the other end, the other side of the business to, you know, with multi-level marketing and different things, and try to get to that 5,000, you know, in both respects, personal volume, group volume, and that's pretty much what I've focused on, and that's what's kind of fell into place and happening.
Okay. Excellent. And so, if you stay on the current track you're on in about another year and maybe a half or so, you'll make executive, right?
That's the plan. We'll see what happens.
That's the plan. So direct jobber is 3,000 commission credits. Premier direct jobber is 5,000 commission credits, and that's actually the highest compensation in the compensation plan for AMSOIL is 25% on all commission credits that you personally generate. So you're at the top right now, and what you have to do is then help a few dealers understand how that works and get them to the top, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, they got a few dealers that have picked up a little bit and, you know, training them, trying to teach them different things, different ways, different approaches.
Okay.
And it seems to be working and moving along and, you know, helping the whole group.
Well, the key to the AMSOIL business is find more new customers on a regular basis, sponsor new dealers on a regular basis, and your business will grow. And that's pretty much what I did. It's not that difficult to, like, figure out. I mean, I've had these complicated goals and all that other stuff. I just keep adding between 5 and 10 new customers every month, and some of those will be dealers, some will be PCs, some will be commercial, some will be retail on the shelf, and some, of course, will be cataloged. You just keep adding those every single month, between 5 and 10 every month, and you will see your business grow at a rapid rate, because I guarantee most AMSOIL dealers are not doing this on a regular basis.
No, you're correct. You're correct. That definitely is what makes the business grow. I mean, I attribute to that, and also to asking questions. You know, my sponsor, Andre, he helps me a lot. Yourself, you help me a lot. I mean, combine all that together with sponsoring, getting help from the upline, even the downline sometimes, and it all falls into place, you know, quite nice.
Excellent. Well, congratulations again, Chuck, on Premier Direct Jobber. We're looking forward to seeing your photo in the AMSOIL Dealer Magazine. Everybody will see that, and it's quite an accomplishment, as I said. I think a lot of dealers make Direct Jobber, but they don't keep it, or they don't move and progress on to the next level. So this is really the first stepping stone into higher levels of compensation, and your next level you should be looking at is Executive Direct Jobber, and there is no time limits on how long you have to stay at any level. So if you want to just move on to executive in the next 3 months, be my guest, because there's no holding you back, that's for sure.
All right.
So, thanks again, Chuck.
Thank you.
Next up, I want to talk a little bit about the AMSOIL ROTS Retail on the Shelf Account Locator. This is coming along. Those of the dealers that are on our team, the Sparks team, if you've gotten our emails over the last couple of weeks, we're currently working on a AMSOIL locator service that's going to be Google friendly and mobile friendly, that you will be able to list your own retail on the shelf accounts with that. The site is up. It's ready to go. I've got a few little tweaks that we're making to it. Hopefully by the end of this week, it'll be ready to get some dealers to put their accounts in there. And this is going to help you. What it's going to do is going to create a win-win-win situation, meaning that you get to benefit from it because your accounts are getting found by AMSOIL. Number two, those accounts are making more money. And number three, AMSOIL as a company is getting found. So that's what AMSOIL is concentrating on. This is something that is hosted by myself, Michael Sparks. This isn't part of the AMSOIL Corporation. So if you're not a dealer on our team, you're listening in, I'm sorry that you can't take part in this. Of course, there's no limits on your own personal development and your own way of creating an advantage for your team or your business. So go out there and do this yourself. But if you're on the Sparks team, I'd encourage you to get in contact with me to get your accounts listed. You'll be able to do this yourself with a login that you'll be able to go in there and create your own listings for your retail on the shelf accounts. It's going to help them get found on Google, and it's going to help them get found on mobile. We're really excited about this. It's going to come up in the next couple of weeks, and I'm doing some testing with it right now. I've got a couple of my accounts in there just to make sure it works okay, and we'll be moving on with dealers on our team, inviting them to take part in this. And if you're working with the Retail on the Shelf account program, that's the ROTS program, anything that's an installer, a retailer, a motorcycle shop, small engine shop, those will all be able to be listed. Also, if you're a dealer that is stocking products, we would encourage you to be listed on that as well. This is going to be the name of the site is AMSOIL Buy Local. So it's people are looking to buy AMSOIL products today or tomorrow. They want it right now. They don't want to wait 3, 4, 5 days shipping. They want to go and buy 4 or 5 quarts right away. And I get these calls week in and week out, and I'm really trying to find a way to help my accounts that have the products on the shelf, they can sell those products to be able to sell more products. It's going to help everybody. It's going to help those accounts sell more products. It's going to help the people that are looking for AMSOIL products that don't want to be a preferred customer, don't want to be a dealer. They don't want to order the products. They just want to go buy it somewhere and get it. And this is going to be a locator service for those people that want to do it. And it's going to be Google-friendly, and it's going to be mobile-friendly. So on tonight's call, the topic of the call is I had a recent one of our dealers on our team had a question on the dealer trading website. He had some concerns about being able to sell products. And so I'm going to read this real quick. And if you've got an answer to the question or the comment or whatever, I'd love to hear it. So this is a newish AMSOIL dealer. He's probably been a dealer maybe a year or so. And his name is Jared. And I've posted a link on the newsletter. You can go and read the actual comment. And if you actually have something constructive to say, feel free to go on that link and put a response. But tonight I'm looking for voice response, which means somebody listening tonight is going to have a voice response and tell us what they think. So what Jared said, he says, I do apologize for missing the last few calls. He's been at work. But I've met with several people in my area, and I seem to be having the same issues. Not sure how I can work around it as of yet. I live in a rural area of Maine where people don't take to change very well, and it seems to be getting in the way of landing that sale. A few times now when talking with potential clients, I come up that they already use a synthetic and change their oil every 5,000 miles regardless of its level of protection. And that has always worked for them. So changing approach, I pitched OE oil to them, but even at a lower price, it's still not as cheap as the Walmart brand of synthetic, that usually kills the deal. They can't justify spending more for what they see as the same benefit and protection. How do you convince someone to try an extended drain interval or explain to them that it may cost a bit more up front, but you are getting better protection? This seems to be where I'm stuck, and that most people around me are set in their ways, not tolerant to change, and simply can't get past the slightly higher cost for protections AMSOIL offers. Any ideas on how to readjust to overcome this? So there's a lot in this sentence, and hopefully you got the email. You can maybe read over it a few times. I'm going to open up for anybody that would like to comment on that tonight. Just press *6 on your phone. You can unmute yourself. And if you've got a comment or way to help out Jared on overcoming these objections, let's see how we can do that. So I'd be glad to have it. *6, anybody? If not, I'll start calling on some people that I see on the call tonight. So don't be shy.
Michael,
Carol Bell.
Johnny Patrick, well, how are you doing?
Well, I think I got Carol Bell first. She came on first. So, Carol, okay. Are you there?
I am, Michael.
Okay, fine.
Stand by, John. Stand by, Johnny. You're next.
Okay,
go ahead,
thanks.
Carol.
Well, if we've got a problem here with motor oil, we offer a lot of other products that there's not so much passion for like people have for their motor oil. So why not get the camel's nose in the tent and offer them automatic transmission fluid or gear lube? Start out with that. It doesn't necessarily have to be the motor oil to begin with. Maybe when they see how great our other products are, then they would be more willing to try it.
And I agree with you on that, Carol. We've got so many, I call them ancillary products, whether it's metal protector or quick shot or two-cycle oil or
PI. Diesel,
yeah,
fuel,
exactly.
Additive, and they have to keep buying those.
Exactly. And Well, good deal. And have you had a lot of success, you know, as they say, not focusing on motor oil? Have you done that over the years?
Yes. David and I both did. And really, you get their, you know, you get more attention for something that they're not so tied to. They're more accepting of other kinds of products, and all our products are great. So,
and then, do you find over the years they finally come around and decide that the motor oil is really pretty good too?
Yes, some have. Some have.
Well, thank you, Carol. So choosing some products that are not engine oil related can get you past some of those objections, correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Pag.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Michael, my best advice, as I tell people, I don't sell AMSOIL. These people sell it for me. There's a lot of great testimonials out there in the AMSOIL magazine. And outside of the AMSOIL magazine, one of my retail on-the-shelf accounts, his wife came across this article, which I will get down to you and Carol, so you can dispense this out to your teams. It's from a magazine called Bottom Line Personal. It's called How to Get 300,000 Miles Out of Your Car. And in one section, this fellow says, don't use any synthetic oil. Not all synthetics are the same. He goes, choose a high quality like AMSOIL or Mobil 1. Now, there's another thing going around, which I have a copy of, called AMSOIL versus Mobil 1. And it tells the story how we outdid Mobil 1 in all of its testing and all. And the fact for us to say we were the first in synthetics implied that we were the number one and best. So Mr. Amatuzio had to put out a call, and in 90 days, no one accepted that challenge. And these are the pieces of literature that will sell the product for us. There's that testimony when you were at Bell Training. Air Force in Iraq chooses AMSOIL. And anybody that's been in combat, you want any advantage that you can get. And these guys are betting their lives on AMSOIL. The racing teams that we have bet their paychecks on AMSOIL. And I can't say it any clearer than that. Get all of your testimonials. Go back through the AMSOIL magazines. There's a bunch of testimonies. There's an article that I wrote for Boating on the Hudson for 25 million readers called Outdone by the Outdrives. When a car dealer, the owner of the dealership, saw my AMSOIL shirt, tracked me down to tell me his testimony about AMSOIL, how every oil he put in his boat burned out. Only AMSOIL saved his outdrives, and that was 4 years ago. And that's a car dealer chasing me down. I'm not standing on the corner saying, hey, anybody from AMSOIL story, come here and tell me, you know? So that's the best way. Let the other people speak for you, because anything you say, it's going to come out as salesman to customer. You have to break that suspense, to break that wall there, and let these other people do it for us. Back to you, Michael.
Thank you, Johnny. Well, thank you, Johnny. That's great stuff there. And you're right. Finding the key people that are in your circle of influence that would use the products because they like you and they know you and they trust you. You know, people like to do business those that they know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
And build from there. So if you can get people in your own area, if you live on a street, you can get one person using one product. Or, you know, like you say, the outdrives on the boat motors. Find one product, and that person is going to sing your praises from the mountaintops, and they're going to tell people to go see you. I actually had a guy that's been using AMSOIL in my National Guard unit this weekend. He told me that he told two other people to use AMSOIL. One guy drives his car for Uber, and he changes his oil every 3 weeks at 3,000 miles. And he says, well, you need to go talk to Sparks because he's got some oil. You can go up to 25,000 miles. So he could go like maybe every 6 months or so on his oil change. And then I had a gal that just bought a brand-new car he talked to, and she wanted to keep her car because she's got car payments and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've got somebody that's out there doing the work for me. He's telling me, I didn't have to talk to these people. I don't talk AMSOIL when I'm at National Guard. I do my business and go on. And But I've got a few customers that are doing some stuff that are in there that are doing the work for me, and that's kind of the same type of thing. You know, they're out there singing those praises for me.
Yes.
And singing those praises about AMS oil. That's what you want to find is a couple customers that want to do that.
Yes.
So, thank you, Johnny. Appreciate
it. Okay, Michael. You're welcome.
All right. Star 6, anybody got any comments on the thing for Jared? Anybody there that, you know, he lives in Maine, which is a rural area. If you live maybe in a rural area, I'm thinking like maybe Jeff Essery or something like that, that people don't take the change very well, set in their ways. Have you got any customers, Jeff? I'm going to call on you. I'm going to find you on here. Hold on. I'm unmuting you, Jeff. Here you are, buddy. Hey, Jeff. Calling on you.
Hey, this is Carrie.
Carrie, okay. Carrie, come on, Carrie.
Yeah, well, our business, I'm very fortunate. I have people walking in that just take my opinion, but I also have a few gray hairs to back it up. But the guy that's like that, why do you need him? There's other people out there that will appreciate the product. You know, don't sound desperate. They're going to recognize that, and you just have a good product. So tell them about it and move on. That's kind of...
Carrie, what do you do?
What do I do? The guy's like, it's resisting. And the transmission idea was a good idea. But my customers are asking me, and I have the product out front. And I just had my first day that I sat in a booth, and I was amazed at how many people did know about it. But with these guys, yeah, be desperate. You can tell them your own personal stories, tell them what you've experienced, and they're either going to believe it or not. It's a good product.
So,
don't be afraid of it.
So that's one thing there is be a product of the product, right? So
yeah.
it's really kind of hard to sell something that you're not personally using and experiencing and having good results with and using in a variety of pieces of equipment. And I tell that to any dealer, the first customer when you sign up should be you. You should have that. I don't care what product it is. You should replace any product, whether it's MP, whether it's the fuel additive, whether it's, whatever AMSOIL makes that you can replace and be a product of the product. You're using the AMSOIL product, and you get to experience that. You get to have a testimonial. You get to tell people about it. And be excited about it, you know. And if it doesn't work as great as you think it should have, hey, that's okay, you know. It doesn't work great for everybody, but I guarantee you're going to find a product that will outperform and beat your expectations that you can be really excited about. Are you correct?
Yeah, it shows in your voice. Shows in your actions. I mean, I have a couple of personal stories that I just kind of can't believe I let it happen, but they did. But it proved the product. It works. And they're either going to believe you or not. So, fine, there are people that are going to appreciate how good this is. And I'm an old Quaker State guy. I mean, my dad had a gas station. It was tough. But, we don't even have a gas station around with him. But still, I have it in everything I own now because it works.
And you are an automotive mechanic and you own an automotive mechanic shop, right, Carrie?
Yeah, I've been doing this over 35 years, so kind of know a little bit about it. But,
so you weren't stuck in your way. So you've had a mechanic shop for 35 years,
mm-hmm.
an AMSOIL dealer just for a couple of years, right? So you're probably not 25 years old anymore. You might be 35 now or something, right? But
exactly.
So you're not so stuck in your ways that you're not open-minded enough to see that the AMSOIL products that are out there, give them a try and see how they work, and now you're a believer, correct?
Yes. I can't give you numbers exactly what we've sold, but just because I became a dealer and started talking to people, I've essentially doubled what we sell every month. And we're in a small town. Don't get any ideas of thousands of dollars every month. It's easy to bring up. They trust my opinion, and that's the biggest part of it. I'm in a perfect environment for it, and it fits my customers. They appreciate that they need. I want to see them at least twice a year, so this allows that to happen with most of my customers. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that it does save them a few dollars, and I actually make a few dollars instead of just a service, it's win-win for me.
And you get a happy customer, and they're going to come back to see you over and over again. And that's one thing that I think a lot of AMSOIL dealers discount when they're talking to retailers. They say, you know, you get a customer on AMSOIL, they're going to come back and find you. They're going to tell people to come back and find you. And
they do.
You've got that because you're a dealer and you also own a mechanic shop. So people are going to come find you not only for your quality of work, but they're going to come find you because you sell AMSOIL products.
Yes, sir, they do. There's no question. And they like, you know, some of the guys are hauling carpet around in their vans, and they love the idea because they're terrible about changing oil. You mean I can go 10,000 miles? Really? And they're just, oh, man, that means I'm not down. I'm out, you know, working instead of down that two more times. So, you know, they're real happy about that. It just,
excellent.
And it worked.
Well, thanks, Gary. Thanks for your input. And you're in a small town. I think you're in Virginia. Is that correct?
Pennsylvania. It's Western PA.
Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Western PA. So you're a small town, Western PA. That's not too far from Maine, really. You're kind of, you know, but, you know, people that are not so, they don't like change. I don't think that's anybody anywhere, right? What do you think?
Right, yeah. They don't like the change. And when I tell them the one story that I have, they just kind of look at me, and you let that happen, and it sounds great yet? And they go, okay, that must work. And it just seems how it's going. And I do. I also am doing a Facebook page, and I'm getting it out there that way. That I do a blog every week, and they're seeing that I know what I'm talking about, and that gives me credibility. Plus, they know I've been there a while. You know, I have a lot of positives going for me that really make it easy for me to sell at our shop.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Gary. Appreciate everything you do. And that's some great input there from a true professional. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anybody else? *6. Click on *6 on your phone. We'd love to hear from you.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
Michael, this is Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. You're an old pro
hey.
At this. I know you got some good answers.
Well, I don't know about how many, but, I live in a pretty good city area, but I deal with a lot of farmers and a lot of good old boys here in Middle Tennessee. And one of the things that they do have, though, is they have internet. And just one of the things I say is, you know, forget going to my site, forget going to AMSOIL's site, Google it. I'll guarantee you, if you get on any forum, whether it's for four-wheel drives, mudders, ATVs, motorcycles, Harleys, dirt bikes, any group that has a following, you get on those things and Google it and see what they're saying about AMSOIL. And AMSOIL always comes to the top of the recommendations from those members without fail. It's getting a third party to back up what they expect us to say. They expect us to say the praises because we're selling it. But when you start getting into people in real world stories, Corvette forums, whatever, yeah, I think it makes a difference, and it's won a few over for me.
Well, excellent, Jonathan. And, you have that whole thing where, you know, nobody in this area wants to buy it and all that. Don't you have a guy that's like that owns a little convenience store that all he sells is PI, but he sells like, you know, $500 a month of it or something like that?
Well, no. Actually, this guy, he sells all cheap oil, but he stays on the business locator by selling enough PI. Absolutely. He sells at least a case of PI, a case and a half a month. So, it gets people in. And when a customer comes in asking for AMSOIL, he gets it from me, you know. But
yeah.
this particular guy, if I told you his name, folks around here would know him. He makes Lincoln squeal. He really does. He makes Lincoln squeal. But his son, I will say that his son is starting to take over the business. And as soon as the son is taking the business full-time, it will be a full-time AMSOIL shop. He's sold. And again, PI got him in the door. Hey, I had another quick story. MP from Small Equipment Repair. they can't, again, they struggle with selling ancillary products from their maintenance shop. They do primary maintenance. But the guy is, like, raving over MP spray. And then he had diesel oil sitting on the shelf. Guess what? One of his customers says, you got AMSOIL diesel? He bought his diesel oil for his own change, you know, because it was sitting on the front shelf. So, you know, people will buy it if their friends use it. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good. Thank you very much, Jonathan. Appreciate it.
Oh, well, hey, one more point. Is going to that car show regular, you know, I'm just now getting in the door to some of guys that I've been working on for 4 years. So don't give up easy. You know,
no, I would imagine
it's a long time for these farmers to change their minds.
Exactly, exactly. And there's probably some car shows all over the United States, including Maine, I would imagine, right?
Absolutely. There's a really good place to go. There's your little local community, you know, just meet up, you know?
Yep.
There
just
you
go out there and
I
talk.
I sold some AMSOIL at a threshing, a historical threshing gathering this summer. Just went down there and wore my AMSOIL shirt, got to talking about it, and before I left there, I sold 3 or 4 bottles of Quick Shot.
Wow, excellent. Thank you, Jonathan.
Hey,
appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome, Michael. Appreciate you.
Hey, we've got time for one more. Anybody that would like to comment on this email that I got, or this actually a comment on our dealer training site? Jared's having some trouble selling AMSOIL in rural Maine for people that don't take change very well. It's getting away of landing a sale. If you want to click *6, unmute yourself. I'd be glad to hear your comment on that. And we'd love to hear from you. So is it, we got time for one more. And tell me what you think. Let's help Jared out. Anybody? Going once? Going twice? Jeff
Michael.
Esri. Yes, sir. Mark
this
McCary.
Is Mark McCary. Mark McCary in Houston.
Okay, Mark.
Being a salesman, you have to expect some rejection, and a little callous response might work. You just have to know that, like the other dealers have spoken about, the products are good. The stories tell the truth. Anybody who tries the products in their own vehicle should recognize the difference, and that difference is worth paying for. If it lasts longer and works better and gives you better fuel economy, equipment lasts longer, there's something there. It's not the least expensive. So you expect that to be the case. The accounts that I've spoken to recognize when the customer asks what's the least expensive oil I can get and what's something that's better, something that's better costs a little bit more. Back to you, Mike.
Well, great, Mark, and I appreciate your comments as a salesperson. You've probably sold cars a long time since I've known you back in, I don't know, 2009 or so. And you probably have a lot of that. Does everybody that buys a car want to buy the least expensive car? That's probably not very true, right? Some people want some advantages like air conditioning or you know, I don't even think they have AFM radio anymore. They got to have like a Blu-ray player and all this other stuff. So people are glad to pay extra for a known benefit. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I think that's exactly it. You got a feature, an advantage, and a benefit. And when you can explain what that benefit is, if you ask the question, is that what you're looking for? And they say no, then you know the lesser expensive oil is probably what they have in mind.
Yeah. And again, how do you get somebody to experience at least some of the AMSOIL products? I mean, where do you start them at as far as is it engine oil or what else do you do there?
Just like looking around where you're at. If they got motorcycles, it might be a good idea to talk about motorcycles.
Mm-hmm.
If they got a tractor, tractor hydraulic fluid might be something they've already changed once before.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thanks, Mark. Appreciate your insights. With that, folks, we're a little bit over on time. I'm going to unlock the call. And with that, everyone, don't forget these calls. Go ahead. Who's there?
This is Jonathan again. One quick point. The reason you don't find AMSOIL in Walmart is because Walmart demands cheaper prices every time they buy a product from a supplier, and AMSOIL refuses to compromise its quality to sell at Walmart.
Right on, Jonathan.
Never anything to do with AutoZone, any of the box stores. That's the reason you don't find AMSOIL in those places, is because the next time they come back to buy a, you know, to get an order from a supplier, they want a better deal. AMSOIL doesn't cut corners to sell their oil. It's like, okay, if you want Walmart quality, go to Walmart. If you want the best, buy AMSOIL.
Exactly. True. Well, thanks, that everybody. Don't forget, if you like this this call, be sure to share it with those in your team and those that you are working with. This is a great call, and I hope it helped everybody that's listening in. Don't forget, if you'd like to leave a comment on our website for the AMSOIL Dealer Training Call, our questions will be answered on there within 24 hours, and benefits all dealers when others ask questions. Remember, the only dumb question is the one that doesn't get asked. With that, everybody, hope you have a great week, and go out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Michael.
Congratulations,
thanks,
Chuck.
Johnny. Yeah, Chuck. Wahoo, Chuck. He's answering.
I'm right behind you, buddy.
That's right. Go get him. Appreciate it, everyone.
Good job, Michael.
Thank you, Carol. Good night.
Night.